From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next part of a message entitled, Rahab, a Picture of Salvation by Grace Through Faith. Joshua had dispatched 2 spies to search out the defenses of Jericho. The harlot Rahab hid them from their pursuers and confessed that the city was in great fear because of what God had already done for Israel. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns draws parallels between Rahab's coming to trust in Israel's God and the way the Lord works in the hearts of sinners to bring them to salvation in Christ. The first step for Rahab and for every lost soul is the recognition of being under the condemnation of God. Before coming to this portion of the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to speak of the second coming of Christ.
I'm sure you know the old saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Well, that's certainly true of Christians awaiting the second coming of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I know that it is popular in the world today to put all references to the second coming of Christ down to the fanaticism of those people who have really brought the scriptures into disrepute by their fantastic theories about end-time prophecy. I'm not getting into the subject of end-time prophecy just at the moment, but you know those people who are forever getting on television or on radio or making millions out of gullible people by the books and the videos they turn out. They practically tell you the date. In fact, some of them have actually tried to tell you the date of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one thing you'll find from all the theories that have been given, all the Hal Lindsey books, all these things that have set out to tell people the details, you'll find one thing is true. Every prediction they have made thus far has been false. Every date they have set has come and gone, and it has been false. Now, this, as I say, tends to bring the whole subject of Bible prophecy into disrepute. And that plays right into the devil's hands, because there's nothing disreputable about Bible prophecy. The Bible does tell us that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. Jesus said, I will come again. At his ascension, the angel promised, this same Jesus shall so come again in like manner as ye have seen him go. Paul told the Thessalonian Christians, we don't sorrow as those who have no hope, because if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also that sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And then he gives this glorious promise about the events at what he calls in 1 Corinthians 15, the last trump. And he says that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Jesus is coming again. He's coming again literally, personally, and he's coming again gloriously. This same Jesus. Now, to some people, that's a scary thought. The thought of Christ coming in the clouds, the thought of his coming and their not being ready for it, is something that instills fear into them. But to the people of God, this is glorious news. The one who's coming is the very same Jesus who loved them enough as to die for them. It's the very same Jesus who rose again and destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light. It is the very same Jesus who has been interceding for them, who has been keeping them and blessing them all these years. This same Jesus is coming again. So when he comes, the dead saints will rise, bodies and souls reunited. The living saints will be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. Old time preachers used to ask the question, will you be caught up or caught out? I trust today that the truth that Jesus is coming again will thrill your heart. And if you're not ready to meet him, that today you'll realize he is coming, and it is time that you were ready. It is time that you came to bow the knee and embrace him as personal Lord and Savior, and then join the chorus of the people of God, even so, come, Lord Jesus.
When he shall come, resplendent in his glory, to take his own from off his hill of night, away I go, the joy at his appearing. Only at dawn to walk with him in white.
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through his word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Or the woman who quibbles about their sinfulness, who tries to excuse the sinfulness that God sees and the Word of God notes, will never be saved until they recognize the reality of sin, the wickedness of sin. Instead of judging yourself, therefore, by the standards of the hour, instead of judging yourself by what is happening all around you, you must bring yourself to the Word of God, to the law of God, to this truth of God, and let the light of Scripture search out the inmost recesses of your heart and bow before God, confessing, I am a guilty sinner. And until that step is taken, there will never be any hope of salvation. She was undeniably a sinner. Furthermore, she lived in a place that was under God's condemnation. Jericho was a city cursed by God. In fact, in Scripture, Jericho is particularly the city of the curse. It was cursed in the days of Joshua.
God put a stamp on it that he would lay a curse on any man who would ever rebuild that city after Joshua had laid it low. That happened significantly during the reign of King Ahab, and God did place his curse upon the rebuilder of Jericho. That curse even attached to it unto the days of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very interesting that the Lord Jesus Christ is found about Jericho. And there are certain miracles associated with, for instance, the healing of the blind man outside of Jericho. The healing then of Bartimaeus outside of Jericho. Meeting with Zacchaeus outside of Jericho, where he transformed him. But any miracle the Lord Jesus Christ ever did around that area was always outside of Jericho, significantly. Never inside it. Always outside of Jericho. The city of the curse. That's where she lived. Under condemnation from God, with the doom certain. And as the people of Jericho looked out, they could see the massing armies of Israel. They knew that the moment of doom was fast approaching. This is where she lived. What a picture of the position of men and women, boys and girls, outside of Jesus Christ, living in a world under condemnation, a world under the curse, a world that is really but an enlarged Jericho. And for any man who will take the time to look in the Word of God and then look out in this world, the signs of the times are there for every man to see that the judgment of God is fast approaching. Here is a picture then, a sinner personally culpable before God, living under God's condemnation. And the time is extremely short. The fall of Jericho was imminent. There was not a moment to lose. No one knew how soon the axe of judgment would fall. All that was certain was that it was coming very, very soon. I want you to get this picture of any sinner under condemnation, pronounced guilty before God, living in a place of God's curse, with the wrath of God suspended over his head, time running out. The time is short. I wonder this morning, is that where you sit? Is that where you now are before God? Yet in sin, yet condemned, with imminent doom hanging over your head. That's where we find Rahab. The second view we have of her is God bringing her under conviction. There are certainly very clear evidences that Rahab had come under strong conviction even before she ever met with the spies. We read this morning in verse 9 through verse 11. And if I may pick out some of the things she says there. She said to these men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, that your terror has fallen upon us. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. We have heard what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites on the other side of Jordan." Very significantly, she adds, "As soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man." Our hearts did melt. And then one of the greatest statements you'll find anywhere in all of Scripture. Think of who it is making this statement. She has not yet had any promise, any undertaking of safety. And she says, "The Lord, your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. The Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. I think that when you look at this passage, you will see a woman whose heart was already being stirred, whose heart was already being convicted, its rebellion squelched, a willingness created to acknowledge God, to know God, and to follow God. This is all going on in the heart of a woman who is still known in Jericho as Rahab the harlot. You see, she heard of the great works of God. The work of God in a man's heart or a woman's heart always commences with the hearing of the truth of God about the Lord and His works. What a message this was for Rahab. She had never heard anything like it. She had been brought up with gods of a heathen variety. The very worship of those gods was wickedness personified. That's what she was used to, a religion of fear, a religion of debauchery, a religion of wickedness, a religion of guilt and manipulation. Now she hears about Jehovah. She hears about grace. She hears about the power of God exercised on behalf of His people. She heard the story of what God did in redeeming His people out of Egypt. She followed the story with growing interest. You can see that in what she says. We have heard of the great works of the Lord. When you come over into the New Testament, when Peter started preaching in the day of Pentecost, he preached a great sermon that was really in answer to questions raised by the witness of the whole body of Christians as they were speaking in foreign languages. And the people said, we hear them all in our own tongues. Then the scoffers started and they tried to find fault. That was what gave Peter his sermon. But what interests me in that chapter is that when the people started preaching in all those foreign languages, and people said, we hear them every man in his own tongue, what did they say they heard? They heard them declaring the wonderful works of God. The very message that Rahab heard. I want you to understand this. This is where God begins to bring sinners out of condemnation into the covenant of grace. He first of all brings them under conviction by the preaching of the Word of God. She heard of what the Lord had done. Not only that, but she heard of God's gracious promise to His people, the promise of Canaan. She knew God has given you the land. She knew about that undertaking. She heard the works of God. She heard the promise of God. And as she heard these things, something happened within her. And this is something that always happens when God brings a man or a woman under conviction. She heard about the greatness of God. She heard about the grace of God. And suddenly, her heart melted within her. There was no more desire to be a heathen. There was no more desire to remain an alien from this God. There was no more desire to maintain a spirit of rebellion. The other people in Jericho, oh, their hearts melted for fear. But still they were strengthened in their rebellion. There was no talk about throwing open the gates. There was no talk about looking for terms of peace. No, no. That was reserved to Rahab and through her to her family. And I want to tell you, my friend, that is God's way of dealing with sinners. He finds you a rebel. He finds you with a heart that's fixed and set in sin against Him, determined to go on And then he comes. He makes known to you his own greatness, his own grace. He makes known to you the promise that he gives to all his people of the fullness of his provision in Christ. He subdues your iniquities. It's a very, very important way of putting it. It's a very biblical way of putting it. He subdues your iniquities, gives you a willingness to have him. In the case of Rahab, that led her to confess him in the plainest terms. It always does. And that confession led her to sue for peace. To sue for peace. And she received it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.